Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 199.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer powering your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales and not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior, and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. And the best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag-and-drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. So very compelling. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce businesses on autopilot. Find out more about OmniSend and start free today. No credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 199 some episodes, just 200 around the corner. You can actually go to E-Commerce Fastlane. You can listen to all of these past episodes. There's amazing partners in the Shopify ecosystem, along with Yotpo, who we're chatting with today. But it's amazing some of the problems they're solving and some of the offers that are available. So go check out ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, gave it away, but my guest is Rosa, and she is the VP of Product Marketing from Yotpo. And I know anybody that's in the Shopify realm, if you're an entrepreneur in Shopify, if you have a store, I mean, gosh, there's like 1.7 million brands that make their home on the Shopify platform. I can guarantee you that 99% of them have definitely heard of Yotpo at some point in their journey of trying to find the right tech stack. And they really are an e-commerce marketing platform, and they help to accelerate growth for businesses, and they really double down on things like reviews, you know, SMS with an acquisition of SMS Bump, loyalty programs, certainly through Swell Rewards and that acquisition. And they've really developed their platform out. It's pretty significant kind of what Yotpo has done. They have a lot of services, a lot of solutions. They really do cater mostly to Shopify brands. It's almost like they're intelligently able to help brands retain customers. And just these words come out a lot about like desirable and profitable business outcomes, but that really is what it is. We're just trying to increase revenue, and we're trying to improve our customer interactions and build these raving fans and lifetime value. So it's really interesting. I believe this is going to be a very timely conversation too. We're right in the middle of Q4, and I think this is a great time to learn about these three big pieces of the puzzle that you need in your tech stack. So hi, Rosa. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
So I hopefully didn't butcher the intro a bit, but Yotpo really is, it's iterated like over the years. You know, originally, I think cutting their teeth in the reviews side of the world, and then got into the Yotpo loyalty and reward side. And then with an SMS Bump app acquisition, that turned into now an SMS solution. And now all of a sudden, there's almost like a range of product that's available that can be turned on and off as a brand matures. You can go selectively, or you can choose to use the full range of products and services that are available in Yotpo. And so maybe I'd just like to hear it from your level, since because, you know, you're a VP of product marketing, you know all the pieces and how they fit nicely together. I just would love to understand some of these problems that you're solving for brands.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, like Yapo understands that there is a lot on an e-commerce marketer's plate today. So they're in charge of everything from awareness to consideration, advocacy, purchase, retention, right? And consumer attention is getting harder and harder to earn. And, you know, make no mistake about it, it's absolutely earned, as well as customer loyalty, right? And neither are an easy task today. So at Yapo, we actually strategically created this platform to strengthen relationships through engagement and community advocacy and retention. And our goal is to help brands bring customers back to purchase again and again and again. And the way our solutions work together is they work kind of in concert to bring the consumer back by playing off one another. So you're absolutely right. We started with reviews, and then we had loyalty, and then we have SMS. And together, this creates almost like a customer comes in for the first time, they're introduced to the brand, and then from there, we can almost take the journey off the plate of the e-commerce marketer, because we can help you strategically using loyalty drive next actions so that the consumer is feeling like they're engaged at the right time, that they're getting the personalized offers that they need. You know, they're also helping contribute to the community that the brand is building through reviews, through pictures, through videos, whatever it may be. But this is how you start, you know, building that cycle and strengthening relationships with the end customer.
Yeah, I love it. This is really exciting stuff. This is kind of the conversations that I have all day long. I have a book of business in Shopify Plus that I manage, and a lot of these conversations come up exactly what you're talking about, this whole marketing funnel. And I know brand owners are pretty overwhelmed with a lot of the tasks that they have to deal with. When you talk about, you know, the awareness and the consideration phase of a brand, and then the conversion side and the retention side at the end, and then just how are we building these raving fans? How are we building a community? And I think it's really interesting that over the years, Yapo has made that opportunity of getting these solutions together, but now they work very synonymously together. I think that's amazing. I'd like to pivot a bit over to the founder's journey, because it's always interesting to me why people build what they build. And I know, you know, there's a couple co-founders in the Yapo company. I believe you're an Israeli company, and you've been doing just like phenomenal work over the years. I know you're talking more in the third person here, but I just would love to understand about like why they built this platform, and like what uniquely positions the founding team on a couple points. The desire, like why are you building a SaaS company? Like there's got to be a larger story behind this, not just I want monthly recurring revenue. It's like there's much more to it than that. And where did all the brain power, the expertise come from to even want to build this thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So Yapo was founded in 2011 after our CEO and co-founder Tomer Tagrin, he had a very bad experience buying a camera online. And so goes the story, right? This is how all SaaS companies get started.
He
was burned by kind of trusting those fake reviews. So with Omri Cohen, they decided they were going to fix this problem permanently for e-commerce brands and help them create that better shopper experience. So that's where we're at, right? We are a company that is in the position to help brands capitalize on growth in e-commerce. And we've been really focused on it for the last 10 years. So we have the expertise, and, you know, we're clearly growing in the space, especially with this partnership with Shopify, which is super exciting. You know, we just launched a Series F earlier in the year for $230 million. So it's all about, you know, that momentum and building off our expertise, and also, you know, building off all the success stories that we've already brought to the table with a lot of our brands.
You bring up a good topic that I want to talk about. I haven't really spoken publicly to anybody about this announcement. I have some inside information on it. So what's interesting, and I want to chat about this, is this recent announcement from Shopify. I know that they've made a sizable investment in Yapo, and I understand that this whole idea of this multi-year development agreement really is the fact that almost the kimono is opened between the development roadmaps and kind of what are each company actually working on. Because what I see like externally here a lot, maybe you can expand on this, but what I see that's interesting is Shopify goes down its journey with hundreds of projects and platform updates and whatever mandates that they're working on. But then also a lot of the strategic partners in the partner ecosystem are also going down their journey. They're not really talking to each other, other than the fact that, you know, you have to look over Shopify's shoulder and saying, well, what's going on with their APIs? What are they working on right now? How can we leverage that? And maybe there's some communication through the partners ecosystem about, hey, just so you know, there's this alpha, you might want to take a look at it because this is where we're going. And I think the challenge of that, from my opinion, is the fact that all of a sudden Shopify reveals something, ta-da, and there it is. And then same as the partners reveal something, a partner in our ecosystem, they say, oh, we've just built this. And we're like, oh, well, we're in the midst of just doing that also. Or, that's not really how we really wanted it to go. It's not our plan. This is our plan and you can come along with us. And so I think it's just interesting. And so when Shopify has literally put their flag in the sand and made this big investment, there was a big PR stunt around the whole thing and just, it's amazing. And so I'd like to understand more about, from a Yotpo perspective, like, what does this all mean now?
Yeah, I mean, this is huge for us, right? Shopify obviously have been very, very close partners with Yotpo for over a decade now. So it just made sense as the next step to get even closer. It means creating, you know, deeper integrations. It means being the first to understand what is on the roadmap. How do we even consider, you know, building what Shopify is doing into our roadmap? So it's all about helping our merchants. And I think that's the biggest point. We are joining together because we have a common goal and a common mission, and that is to help merchants grow and build better experiences for their customers. So as long as we're always aligned on that vision, this other stuff is just gonna help, basically. Yeah. We're both going to invest and put in the time and the effort to make sure we're developing the tools that will help assist with that growth.
Yeah, I love it. So let's talk a little bit about the solution, because there's three main components. We talked about the reviews, the loyalty side, the SMS side. They do work synonymously or on their own, depending on the brand and their maturity. But if you do a quick search in the Shopify App Store or Google search, you're going to reveal, I think, maybe some other notable peers. And I always say that where there's competition, there's business. And it's very clear that's the case in the partner ecosystem, right? No one really dominates or owns a category at all in anything. But I believe that Yotpo has also been very intentional to differentiate, I believe, from others in the Shopify ecosystem. Are you able to maybe unpack that a bit? I just would love to understand how that aligns with the overall plans of Yotpo and how they position themselves.
Yeah, of course. And we definitely understand that there are, you know, many players in the space today. Yeah. I think that is true across all MarTech. But, you know, Yotpo is considered one of the greatest success stories of the Shopify ecosystem, right? That's really our kind of origin story, if you will. So we're really, really proud of that partnership. And, you know, I think where Yotpo is, yes, there are other players in the field. However, no one is really quite doing what we're doing in terms of tying it all into one platform where the intention is to help with strengthening relationships and to bring the customer back and to give them, you know, how do we increase customer lifetime value with that goal in mind? So yes, of course, we touch upon acquisition and we touch upon consideration and awareness through products like review. And of course, SMS can be used in that context as well. But what we're really, really good at is using all of our products and developing new products so that they're all fitting that same goal of strengthening relationships with the end customer.
You know what's interesting? I do a lot of app audits with brands, especially when I onboard a new brand. Maybe they migrate up from Shopify core plan and, you know, they're doing a few million dollars in revenue and they're looking to get to 10. And so they maybe get a dedicated merchant success manager like myself. The first thing I do literally is I go to their app section. I double check to see, why did you make these decisions? And it's so interesting to me that I find, and I'm sure this happens from, you know, other people on your success team and the sales team, when they get involved potentially with a brand and they take a look and they're like, there's so many separate systems and separate apps that people are using. And it almost seems like over time, they just keep adding more and more and more apps. And you start wondering, wait a second, are all of these apps talking to each other correctly? I think that's a challenge. Number one, the speed problem of having too many apps in your admin, number one, which is a horrible thing to do. But on the flip side, though, I'm always worried that they're not talking to each other, or you're paying for something that you're not even using, where you could do something natively already in Shopify Plus, for example, through scripts or flow or whatever it is. So just would love your feedback on that. And are you seeing something similar to that when you're potentially working with a new brand?
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like, you know, a lot of our brands or brands in general, they start out and they're in like hyper growth mode, they're yes. heads down. So they are picking all the apps that they can that's going to help them with their immediate goals, right? And that's great. We love seeing that incredible growth of brands and merchants. There does come to a point where they hit this roadblock and they're going through exactly what you just said, right? Like, is my loyalty app talking to my reviews app, which is talking to my SMS app? Can I make sure that I'm understanding, you know, Steve's journey from end to end and understand his preferences and what his preferred channels are? How is he doing in our loyalty program? All of this information needs to be connected and needs to be connected quickly, which is exactly the mission that Yapo is on, right? So underlying all of our solutions, underlying our e-commerce platform, is this commitment to having that very comprehensive view of the customer. And that, of course, comes from multiple sources as well, right? It comes from Shopify, it comes from other third parties. But what we're giving you in terms of the insights and the recommendations is going to be focused and targeted towards retention purposes, right? It's how can you use this information to help strengthen the relationship with your customer and bring them back to purchase? That is always going to be the goal that drives us. And that's how the entire platform works together to make sure we're doing just that.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about Q4 right now, because it's on everybody's mind. You're either upset about the supply chain challenges, number one, or you are worried about the fulfillment part of it. You know, will these carriers, you know, the FedEx and UPS of the world, are they going to be able to handle this increased volume? We know the volume is going to happen. The Delta variant right now, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. People are shopping online and they're shopping early. And it is what it is. I know the brands that I'm managing, they're working hard right now, but I just would love to understand from your perspective, because you really are merchant facing too. You get to see what these brands are doing and how they're using the product and maybe what their strategy is. I just was curious if you have any recommendations that you see, maybe not specifically by brand, but just overall, like how can people prepare for this inevitable rush?
Yeah, you know, I do see a lot of merchants getting a head start, right? Way ahead of the usual, you know, after Halloween is probably when when they start the Black Friday kind of promotions or hinting at it. I do see that people are starting a lot earlier this year, which makes sense. And they're over communicating it, which I think is really, really essential. And this is where tools that help you engage your customers like SMS will really come in handy. Being just very open, transparent, letting them know what to expect, how they should factor that into their holiday thinking and holiday shopping, right? You know, I think just being very clear and communicative is going to be extremely beneficial to merchants.
I'd also add too, I chatted with a merchant yesterday about this and what they're going to do. And maybe those listening today, you can be inspired from this, is that they decided that they were going to get their, what they're going to call VIP customers. So these are their most active, loyal customers. So probably, you know, two or more or three or more purchases. They're still kind of in that active quadrant. We think about RFM modeling, this recency frequency monetization strategy. And so this is an active customer that's loyal. And you're like, well, what a great opportunity. First of all, if you don't have a loyalty program, you should, because there's a great opportunity. Number one, because they're already buying, maybe they want to continue buying them, or maybe they'll be able to refer friends. But what they're planning on doing is just offering offers to VIPs through a special private link on their website. Because the truth is, you know, the share of wallet over the BFCM and the holiday, I don't know what the number is, but it's $1,500 to $2,000, maybe on average, maximum. It's all that each individual person all the way through has available to spend over the holiday season. So knowing that, it's like you want kind of want to start early, number one, and have your offers available. You're still going to push hard through BFCM because that's where the bulk of the revenue is going to come out of. On the flip side, though, is there opportunity to say, hey, you know what? We're probably going to give you the same deal, but we're going to send a little bit earlier and we're going to give you, thank you for being a VIP, go to this landing page and here's the password to log in. Are you seeing it like that? Or does Yapo have any kind of angles around that or in your software, like help facilitate that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So you said it so well. Within loyalty, you are able to target those customers that you know love your brand, you know have referred your friends, you know will possibly come back to purchase after their last purchase because they left a great 5-star review, right? You understand them so well so that you can target them early and have exclusive access, right? So in loyalty, we talk a lot about that mutual value exchange. What is the customer getting in exchange for the money that they're supporting your brand with? And besides great products, hopefully, they're also looking for, you know, a little bit of perks. And one of those perks can be early access, just like you said, that exclusivity, you know, it's like the special rewards, whatever you can do to motivate your customers. That's what our loyalty program is there for. And that's what we feel really strongly about, creating motivation and helping connect customer to brand in that way.
Another area that I think might be interesting to chat about, I know that Yotpo, along with the three core products that kind of work together, I think you've also been really intentional. Number one, to play nice overall in the Shopify's kind of partner ecosystem in different verticals where you don't play in or never want to play in. But I also know that you also have a lot of tight integrations with other great platforms that you're choosing to not go into those verticals at this point. You just don't want to disrupt a tech stack, but you also want to be able to align yourself with existing tech. And so one of the areas I think about is influencers. Are you able to talk about, like, how does Yotpo work with influencers? Maybe not the influencer, not the management side of it. Like, how do you find influencers? Are there platforms? I'm just overall trying to get a sense of, maybe this is selfish because I have lots of brands that are in this phase right now where, you know, they're a Yotpo customer doing their thing. They're trying to get into influencers and they know that there's some platforms out there to help them find influence potentially, but just trying to figure out how Yotpo can fit into the whole mix of finding and managing, and then how do you nurture these people?
Yeah, that's a great question. Influencers is definitely not an area that we specialize in at all. I know there are lots of software that help you do that. However, through Yotpo's visual UGC, which is user generated content software, you can actually see when people start tagging your brand for reviews, basically. So they're uploading pictures that they love. Maybe it's the new shoes they bought. They're posting a picture of them like posing with it in their mirror, and you can actually use that tool to find the influencers that may become, you know, very central to your brand. But more than anything, you know, you can take those images, put it on your website. You can help amplify your customers' images and their voice and borrow it to give credibility to your brand, right? So we kind of do that opposite side where these are maybe natural occurring, or, you know, customers just love the item so much they had to post a picture. And this is how you can start nurturing them. Because I always say this, reviewers are not just reviewers. They are your best primary targets for creating loyalty, right? So on the opposite side of that, you can take these reviewers and people who are posting on Instagram and sharing their love of your product, and you can help bring them into a formalized program, which will help motivate them come back to you again and again.
I'm going to add something too. I recently did an interview with a couple different companies that I know for a fact would connect and pair nicely with Yotpo. But what's great about these companies, one is called Caro at GetCaro, C-A-R-R-O. One is called Gatsby.ai. But what's interesting about Caro and Gatsby is that they allow for an opt-in to happen. Gatsby, for example, asks for the Instagram handle, a part of an opt-in. So whatever that could be, an SMS opt-in, it could be an email opt-in, whatever the offer is or whatever the exchange is going to be. But you also get the Instagram handle. And with their tight connection with Facebook is now you're able to look at the social footprint of that particular person. Now, they may not have purchased yet. If they are, that can go to a separate flow. I'm sure through Yotpo, through the SMS side, that you could reach out to them and saying, hey, you know what? Thanks for opting in to this 20% off. I see you haven't made a purchase yet, but, you know, we've looked at your social footprint. You know, we think that you might be a great fit for us to work with. And so I'll put this in the show notes. I mean, this is all about Yotpo today, but it's interesting. There is opportunity out there from the influence side that if you don't have the best influencers yet, or you're trying to work with some micro influencers, there's some software like Caro or Gatsby that will give them the social footprint of your customers or soon to be customers, and then choosing how you want to work with them.
I love that use case. What a great example.
Yeah. So let's get into a story if it's possible. Sometimes when I interview people, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were going to ask me about this. But you know, I think we all love stories. I mean, it's just, we're humans. We love it. I think that's part of the motivation. We just get to learn a lot about other people's journeys. And I know when I go to Yotpo's website and have a look under customers, you have quite a few case studies of some really notable brands. Like, I'm looking at like Princess Polly right now, even brands that I manage, even a few on the homepage here that I'm involved with. But like, you see big ones like Roth Rothy's we think about. We think about Allbirds and Movement Watches and Pura Vida Bracelets. I mean, these are massive companies that just love Yotpo. Is there anything generally or specifically we can talk about people that maybe haven't used the Yotpo product? They find you. Is there a general sense about like what happens with their journey when they kind of make the Yotpo choice? And is there a kind of general kind of uplifts and kind of engagement things that you might want to talk about?
Yeah. So we recently launched this brand accelerator program at Yotpo called Yotpo Grow. And one of the customers that joined in on this program is Sir Dogwood. And they're all about creating an inclusive culture of joy for their pets and pets' parents.
And they give
back to nonprofit to end pet homelessness, right?
Okay.
Great cause, you know, wonderful small business. And what we really wanted to do with them is help them by using Yotpo solutions to help them grow step by step using each of the solutions. First, it started out with reviews, right? And they're hitting their threshold every month and they understand how important social proof is. Then they upgrade their plan because of that. Then they're really interested in SMS because they realized that their abandoned cart rate was really, really high. So they wanted to make sure that they were reaching out to those customers who were abandoning their shopping carts, right? So This is just kind of like based on growth and need. And it's very advantageous that they're growing with Yotpo because, like we had mentioned, all of the previous synergies of our products all working together, this is where it comes into play. And if you start out early as a small business trying to grow your business, then you almost get those advantages built in.
Right. No, I love it. Let's talk about the future of the product now, because I think it's interesting. You have, I mean, there might be acquisitions on the horizon. There obviously is a large roadmap. And now this alignment with Shopify and building together, you know, as you said, just for the common goal and a mission of just making commerce better for everyone and just a path that leads to more entrepreneurship. I think it's so noble and it makes sense and so timely, but I'd just like to get the warm and fuzzies about maybe a North Star. Now there's this Shopify alignment, but overall, like, where do you see the Yotpo brand headed into the future? And how are you going to continue to offer these technologies to help brands, you know, get these most important KPIs increased?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. For us, you know, Yotpo is really investing in the idea of incorporating empathy into our technology. So we all understand the importance of having that emotional connection, understanding your customers today. And we really want that reflected into all of our solutions, into our platform, kind of built in. So when you're getting those AI recommendations, they're done so with an empathetic view in mind, so that when you're using Yotpo, you can really feel secure about approaching customers in the right way at the right time. You know, we always say this, right? You wanted to do it at the right moment on the right channel. So this is where that empathy angle really plays in. And that's our North Star, right? Really helping merchants connect with their customers through empathy and through all of our solutions to bring them back to purchase again and again.
Right. Love it. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, you know, and you've shared a lot and I really appreciate you coming on the show and chatting today. Are there any insights or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Well, you know, Yotpo is here for our brands. You know, we feel very, very passionate about all the brands that we work with, and we really want to help them achieve this mission of strengthening all the relationships they have with their customers. And we can help them do that through all the data insights that we collect, through all of our solutions working together with your Shopify platform. That's our goal. Our goal is to help you win them back again and again so you have customers for life.
So how can people learn more about Yotpo? Where can they go? And is there anything you can share? I can put links in the show notes for sure, but any locations that you would like to send people to today?
Yeah, of course. Come to our website, yotpo.com, right? You can find out all the information that you need. You can find us on the Shopify app stores. You can find reviews, loyalty, SMS, and follow our communities on all the social media platforms that are out there.
I'll make sure I put all these in the show notes. I know you were kind in our Q&A doc here to put everything in here. So I'll have everything for the main Yotpo site for sure. Loyalty, reviews, SMS, we'll all have their own dedicated apps. You have an amazing amount of content. I syndicate a lot of content from Yotpo on e-commerce Fastlane just because you're producing some really great thought leadership content that really is helping brands. So I'm hoping to open up a few more doors for you folks so people can learn more about what you guys do. I know that we did chat kind of in the green room before recording today, and I understand that you would like to share an offer offer for those that are not involved in SMS yet that would like to dip their toes in the pool, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're offering free text messages for 30 days with Yapo SMS. Join us. You can see how easy it is to engage with your customers through the solution.
This is awesome. I know I interviewed Mike, who's the original, I guess, founder or co-founder of SMS Bump pre-acquisition of Yapo. And he's been a big raving fan of this podcast. And I know that he always, as a side note, every time I chat with him, he always jokes around. He says, Steve, you realize that I had the most social shares on my show notes page. I worked hard to make sure that I shared my message around the internet. And, you know, obviously he has a fantastic product and got into a lot of people's hands, and thousands of people use the SMS product. So I just thank you for offering that 30-day trial. So I'd argue that for those listening today, if you're not doing SMS or you're not doing it effectively, this is a great opportunity right now. We're kind of pre-BFCM right now. What a great opportunity to get these opt-ins. I mean, there's some legal requirements of doing it correctly. Shopify Plus has some options in the checkout flow to be able to add the checkbox and some legal opt-ins. I know Yapo has some recommended language that can help. Not lawyers, but they can recommend some things to kind of help you get that legal opt-in. But yeah, having 30 days to try it out, and they have a lot of automation, and I know this tool like intimately because I've chatted with Mike so many times, and I have a lot of brands using the SMS Bump part of the Yapo platform, and I love the automations that are available to help recover a lot of these browse abandonment, cart recoveries. I love the campaign side of the product too, if you're exactly what's coming up with BFCM. So thank you very, very kindly for offering that 30 days. So please follow that link and get involved. At least you can see what the product does for you. It will make you more money and gives you the opportunity now to get these opt-ins so you're able to communicate with these customers. So I'll have the redirect. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Yapo, and that will redirect to this 30-day free text messaging with SMS Bump. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
So, you know this, being tight with Shopify, but we really are on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And now we say this, but I truly mean it today. I feel that Yapo and Shopify really are in tight alignment with wanting to help brands. And I put it different areas, and this is kind of my mandate, is to improve efficiencies and to grow revenue and to build lifetime customer loyalty. I have it on my desktop. That's what I want to be as a trusted advisor. And I believe that's exactly the way Yapo and Shopify are aligned together. And I just wanted to thank you, Rosa, for coming on the show today. And I thank you for, you know, sharing your knowledge and the vision behind Yapo and just, you know, once again, giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. You know, we are very invested in this partnership as well. So it was a pleasure to be here.
Have yourself a great day.
You too.
Today's episode of eCommerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Now, Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales, not their workload. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and best part, no code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, of course, unless you want to. Now, more than 70,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and text. Find out more about Omnisend and start free today. No credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.